welcome to your daily update from the 2022 World Sailing Annual Conference. The Events Committee and Oceanic and Offshore Committees met on day 6 of the 2022 World Sailing Annual Conference to receive updates from across the sport and finalise recommendations for upcoming events. The Events Committee meeting opened with World Sailing Head of Sustainability, Alexandra Rickham, updating the members on the progress of the Sustainability Agenda 2030, with particular reference to key objectives for World Sailing events. A discussion was held regarding the longevity of the sport in the Olympic Games and the recruitment of race officials. Suggestions were made with relation to reaching 50-50 gender balance of race officials for 2028. The committee received an update on Paris 2024 and the 2023 test event in Marseille, where the current challenges were noted, in particular access to training sites largely due to the redevelopment of the marina. The formats for Paris are locked in, and the committee unanimously endorsed the recommendation to evolve the current officiating policies ahead of the 2023 Sailing World Championships and to cater for the event introduced for the Paris 2024 Sailing Competition. A report into the 2022 Youth Sailing World Championships in The Hague was presented, and the committee heard plans for the 2023 and 2024 editions of the Youth Worlds. Regarding the 2023 Sailing World Championships, there have been issues highlighted in the delivery of the test events, but weekly meetings between the steering group and key persons have been set up. The current position on LA28 was also outlined, with the exact venue still to be decided and discussions still at high level until the key appointments are made. The committee unanimously endorsed several formats for further testing. Three proposals were discussed to reduce coach boats at The Hague from 375 at Aarhus, and the committee was in full agreement. For Paris 2024, the committee voted to allocate support vessels on the overall entry numbers, allowing MNAs complete freedom to plan their usage, taking the approximate total to 165, with the addition of approximately 20 team leader boats. A discussion around the use of electronics and mobile phones was heard, and the committee voted for restricted use, but with the island rule as used in Aarhus 2018, while noting the need for further development of the rules surrounding the use of phones. Regarding support vessel zones, it was agreed that live TV courses have support vessels, all others will not. The committee heard a report from David Staley, acting chair of the Para World Sailing Committee, with particular reference to ongoing work and re-inclusion to the Paralympics. It was unanimously recommended the board urgently support further website development and dedicate resources to progress fleet and match rankings and make them fit for purpose. The Oceanic and Offshore Committee voted to approve submission 04722, recognising the ORC as the sole authority to manage and administer the ORC superyacht rule and the ORC multi-hull rating system, and also voted to approve the changes to the offshore special regulations endorsed by the Special Regulations Subcommittee. The committee then reinforced its commitment and support to the offshore double-handed discipline as a credible and powerful event for inclusion at the Brisbane 2032 Olympics. It also noted that it is a priority to address the risks of technology innovation and the need to coordinate with event organisers to guide the offshore community and set best practices. International race official appointments have been made at the 2022 annual conference. The list is available in the race officials area of the World Sailing website.